The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
This has become just an absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible afternoon. Let's get right to our breaking news coverage.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
In Uvalde, Texas, it's about 60 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, about 40 miles from San Antonio. An 18-year-old young man who goes to the local high school there, we're told. He went into an elementary school with a handgun, possibly a rifle. And what is being confirmed now by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is that 15 are dead. 14 children and one teacher in this shooting. 18-year-old's the primary suspect. We're getting a bunch of sources, as you always do, in the chaos of breaking news like this. One report is that this 18-year-old was exchanging gunfire with Border Patrol agents. I can't reconcile that, so I want to stress these are unconfirmed reports, because if he is a resident, attends the high school, I have no idea why Border Patrol agents would have been involved. But one report that we're getting is that he barricaded himself inside the school during a shootout with Border Patrol agents. I have watched one video that's being widely circulated on social media, and you can see this guy walking up to the school, around the outside of the school, and you do hear faintly gunfire in the background as he is walking up to the school. But he then opened fire at this elementary school again. Says after he exchanged gunfire with Border Patrol agents, he barricaded himself in the school and shot 14 children and one teacher. 15 dead. There are others with serious gunshot wounds as well. Governor Abbott of Texas explained what happened.
The shooter was Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
Okay, that's new information as well, that the responding police officers killed the gunman, but not before he had killed 15 innocents, 14 children and one teacher. And there are others, both kids and teachers, in critical condition, we're told, at every local hospital in that region. It has been, as you might imagine, Uvalde is a smaller town, and this has prompted a massive response. Right now, it appears that it was just this one guy going off. We're just a couple of weeks out from the 10 people who were murdered in Buffalo, New York, by a wildly mentally ill young man who had shown many displays of his mental illness. We don't know what we're going to find out about this gunman in this story and if he had displayed any of the madness that could compel somebody to do something so monstrous. Here is a witness who recorded some of the gunfire that we are told preceded the shootings in the school.
Oh, where are they at?
Actually, that may have been gun. Nicole, is that the gunfire inside the school that we're hearing there?
Well, Nicole's. She was outside the school, so she's in another building, and that's outside the window, so I don't think it's in the school. It's him shooting before he goes in.
Okay. My ballistics experts like who are listening, that doesn't sound like a handgun to me, but I'm not as learned as everybody else. But here it is one more time.
Oh, where are they at?
Yeah, I think it's a bigger gun that he's holding.
So. Yeah, because the governor said that he said definitely a handgun, possibly a rifle. But hey, my ballistics people, and I know I have a lot of them who are listening, share just from what you just heard, share what you're hearing there. 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Now we're told, oh no, sorry, it's still 15 dead, 14 students and a teacher. The suspect is also dead. He is a 16th death in this. I'm told that CBS News has some wall-to-wall coverage. Let me dip into that for just a few moments. We're continuing to gather information as well. But here's CBS's live coverage of the school shooting in Texas.
And how did it lead up to this day and time?
And Catherine, we can imagine also, we've been talking about the federal response. We can imagine that this will be something that the president, he's overseas. After having gone to Buffalo, President Biden, this has now become a part of the role of the modern presidency to speak to these kinds of moments that tear open a community and, in fact, the whole nation.
And as we discussed earlier, there is that bigger context picture. Just this week, we had this FBI active shooter report that found that between 2020 and 2021, we saw an increase of over 50%. And if you go back to 2017, so this pre-pandemic period, we see an increase in active shootings by 96%. And last year, 61 across 30 states. So this is not just concentrated in one part of the country. This is really diffuse.
And did the report mention any of the causes for why those numbers are up?
I don't want to speculate. I would like to look a little bit further because that was my question. Like, what is the common thread here, if there is a common thread?
Kathy, let me bring you in on this question. I mean, as Catherine is mentioning, this happens in a larger context, the numbers of these active shooters increasing. What does your expertise tell you about, as Catherine mentioned, this is happening all across the country. What does your expertise tell you about the root causes or what, for those of us who are looking for wisdom in this moment of tragedy, where we could find that in those numbers of active shooter that have gone up?
Well, I don't have a psychological background or degree, but I think there's probably a lot of factors that add into this. You know, a lot of these kids for the last 2 years, their schooling systems, the way they went to school.
Okay, we will keep dipping in and out of CBS coverage. You're listening to live breaking news coverage here on CHIRO News Radio. There is also a 16th confirmed death now in the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, because what we are being told is that the 18-year-old who went on this murderous spree, he murdered his grandma in her home first. And then what we're told is he ran from that home, and multiple law enforcement sources say that as a murder suspect, he was being pursued by law enforcement, and the pursuit ended near this elementary school called Robb Elementary School, R-O-B-B. He ran into the school and started firing at children, started firing at teachers. So now we have a 17th confirmed death, 14 children, one teacher, the man's grandmother, and the 18-year-old who committed these heinous murders. So we're getting a lot of information from a variety of sources this afternoon. I may have a contact on the ground live in Uvalde, Texas, that we will talk to any moment now. So we'll bring you there live as well. All right. So that is the updated information. Let me go back to CBS News now as they continue their live coverage. You are listening to breaking news coverage, CHIRO News Radio, a elementary school shooting in Texas. 17 dead, 14 children, one teacher, the gunman's grandmother, and the gunman. Back to CBS News for a few moments.
You know, big cities in Texas, it's very small, it's remote, and while we never expect anything like this to happen anywhere, it seems an extremely unlikely place in the Lone Star State, John.
And Janet, that might account, would it, the fact that you had Border Patrol officers in the area would account, because there looks like there's quite a law enforcement presence that would be, oh, sorry, Janet, we have a press conference here. Let's tune in.
Please understand at this time, we will be making a statement and not taking any questions. So we please ask, at this time, we will be making a statement and not taking any questions. Here to provide a statement is our Uvalde CISD Chief Police, Pete Arredondo.
Good afternoon. As she mentioned, I'm going to make a statement, and at this point, we won't take any questions. We will give you a time when we'll be addressing the media soon. At approximately 11:32 a.m. this morning, there was a mass casualty incident at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The school has children that are in second, third, and fourth grade. I can confirm right now that we have several injuries, adults and students, and we do have some deaths. The suspect is deceased at this point. DPS is assisting with the investigation. And at this point, the investigation is leading to tell us that the suspect did act alone during this heinous crime. Families are being notified, and we are providing services to them as the district should. As far as the rest of the district is concerned, safety measures were taken to make sure that we had a safe release for the rest of the district. For throughout our city of Uvalde, and we had numerous law enforcement officers and agencies that assisted with the safety release for those students. We do want to keep all their families in their prayers. I hope you do as well. And we also want to respect the privacy of the family. Everything is still being worked on, and again, we'll notify the parents and the families as soon as we have some news for them. Thank you so much.
We greatly appreciate your patience with us. Please know at this time, we are only making a statement. We will be releasing more information as the investigation continues. We appreciate your courtesy. At this time, it concludes our press conference. Thank you.
So that is the police in Uvalde, Texas. Just a very brief statement. They are not... it sounds like they're not even close to being prepared to answer reporter questions. It's still, of course, an active crime scene, but they certainly have more questions than answers right now. So if you are just joining us, the breaking news that we are covering in Uvalde, Texas, man, and you hear the police talk about this in elementary school that has second, third, and fourth graders. So we're talking about 7, 8, 9, maybe 10-year-old children in that school. 14 children dead, one teacher dead. The gunman's grandmother was murdered by him as well. That's what prompted, or that's what began, this entire situation. He murdered his grandmother, according to police. And then as he was running from her house, from the crime scene, in his vehicle, there was APB for his vehicle. A chase ensued. The chase terminated very near this Robb Elementary School. And that is when the gunman ran into the school. Some sources saying he's barricaded himself in the school. And that's when he murdered 14 children and a teacher before turning the gun on himself. It's just another unimaginable horror. I am sure that this is going to be politicized quite quickly. The mental illness angle is one that certainly is going to be looked at with somebody like this, and whatever precipitated him murdering his grandma and then the unthinkable at this elementary school. But just the absolute heartbreak of all of these 7, 8, 9-year-old kids who were in the school with a madman like that. It is just a absolutely horrible, unimaginable afternoon once again. And as I said, just a couple weeks after the equally horrible tragedy in Buffalo, New York, you heard CBS just a few moments ago. Joe Biden's just coming back from his overseas trip to Tokyo, to the Far East. He went to Buffalo. Nobody knows if he's going to go to Texas. He is not very well received in Texas, but we need to know a lot more about what precipitated this crime. CBS continues its live wall-to-wall coverage. Let's drop back into that. Any press conferences we are going to carry. We also are in communication with a reporter on the ground in Uvalde, Texas, that I'm hoping to be talking to very shortly. But back
also,
to CBS Dory, News we got.
Really quick, we are hearing that Biden is going to speak soon, so we will bring you that as soon as it.
Is he back from Tokyo yet? Is he back in D.C.?
I don't know where he's at.
Okay.
But we'll bring him to you as soon as we get him, and he's expected
to
be soon.
I'm seeing reporters on the front lawn of the White House who apparently are setting up. And we'll see what tone is taken. I hope that this does not become immediately politicized by any side. But inevitably, that is what happens. And Nicole, do we know about if we're going to talk to our reporter friend?
We're waiting to hear back on a time. So hopefully, if we can get her on as soon as possible, that'd be great.
Okay,
so, yeah,
got
it. Hopefully after the break here.
Okay, we're going to bring you any press conferences. We're going to bring you the president. We'll bring you hopefully live conversation with a former Seattle reporter who's on the ground in Uvalde, Texas. For just a moment, let's go back to CBS's live wall-to-wall coverage on the murder, the mass murder at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas this afternoon.
School parents are being notified from this mass casualty event at the school where second, third, and fourth graders attended school, and the shooting started about 5 hours ago. The suspect acted alone, and we've been seeing pictures of a vehicle on the school grounds that looks to have been the shooter's. Governor Abbott of Texas named the shooter Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old. He has been killed. We don't know what weaponry he used, but it was quite a lot of firepower given the casualties that we have so far. Kathy, what else strikes you as you've been thinking about this?
I'm glad the CBS reporter corrected something that I said, and it was just erroneously because I had it correct. Earlier this hour, I said the gunman turned the gun on himself. That is not accurate, what I said a couple of minutes ago. It is believed that responding police shot and killed 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, that he was killed by the police officers, and he did not turn the gun on himself. I misspoke when I said that a moment ago, and the CBS reporter just said it correctly, and I wanted to make sure I corrected it as well. Okay, we're going to take a quick time out here, and then we will continue with live breaking news coverage, a mass shooting in an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. A total of 17 dead, 14 children, one teacher, the gunman's grandmother, and the 18-year-old gunman identified as Salvador Ramos. Uvalde, Texas, about 60 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, about 40 miles from San Antonio. And it is a horrible afternoon there and in America once again. Quick time out, and then our live breaking news coverage will continue here on Cairo News Radio. Absolutely horrific story. Our live breaking news coverage continues here on Cairo News Radio. An elementary school shooting. This is the second deadliest elementary school shooting after Sandy Hook. This is in Uvalde, Texas, 60 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, about 40 miles outside of San Antonio. Here's what we know. We started getting our information from Texas Governor Abbott.
The shooter was Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. Mr. Ramos, the shooter, he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
And here is some of the gunfire inside the school as 14 children were killed, one teacher. And then I have some additional information on other injuries that I'll share with you in just a moment. But this was the gunfire inside the school.
Oh, where are they at?
And, yeah, my listeners who are probably more learned in ballistics audio than I said it sounds like a full auto firearm. TW says that's a modified rapid fire AK style. But that seems to be the opinion, majority opinion, is that it's a full auto firearm or a modified rapid fire AK style firearm. And so I'm getting an incredible amount of feedback on your text lines, and I'm going to share some of that with you. Let me give you some more information that we are just getting on this now. So it started when this guy, for unknown reasons, shot and killed his grandmother. There was a call, and there was a identification of the vehicle that he was in. A police chase ensued. The chase terminated near Robb Elementary School, an elementary school that has children in grades 2, 3, and 4. He ran into the school, unknown, unconfirmed if he tried to barricade himself in the school, but then you heard that gunfire from inside. We know that 14 of the children are dead. One teacher is dead. Have some more information that I'm just getting in on the injuries as well. As I said, it's the worst elementary school massacre since Sandy Hook in 2012. There is a part of the story that I still do not understand. I'm going to keep reporting it to you, but, I think we need to learn a lot more about it too. They say prior to his arrest, well, he was never arrested, he was killed. Prior to his arrest, in one report, the suspect exchanged gunfire with Border Patrol agents before barricading himself in the school. This is about 60 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, and every report that I'm hearing is that this 18-year-old, Salvador Romas, attended the high school in town, Uvalde High School. So I have absolutely no idea if Border Patrol agents just picked up and helped out other law enforcement because of the murder that this guy had allegedly committed with his grandmother, or if there's any other reason for Border Patrol agents to be involved. But what we know is that he has been called a resident of this town. So, again, no idea why Border Patrol agents would be involved. We also are getting some information on injuries of others here. 13 more children, along with the 14 dead. 13 other children are being treated at the Uvalde Memorial Emergency Room, as well as a 45-year-old man who suffered a graze. So those are at a hospital in San Antonio, which I'm sure is an airlift away from there. They confirmed that they received a child whose condition is currently unknown, and a 66-year-old woman who is in critical condition. So we're talking about 14 dead, 14 injured, 13 at the local hospital and one at University Health in San Antonio. So that would suggest 28 children were shot. And these numbers are always really fluid in breaking news stories like this. One teacher has been killed, and the 66-year-old woman who's in critical condition. So you add in his grandma, and you're looking at 31 people shot by this guy who was then killed by law enforcement officers at the school. We have some witness audio that is just coming into us. This is a witness talking to Telemundo, the Spanish language network that is very important down there, especially in South Texas. And this witness is telling Telemundo that the gunman also shot at Good Samaritans. Let's hear.
And I heard something sounded like, I was in my house, and I heard something sounded like gunshots. And I thought one of my neighbors might be in trouble, so I came to check it out. And I saw some of them looking down the alleyway back behind our houses, and realized something was going on. So I grabbed my camera and came out and started filming. Saw the truck wrecked in the ditch, and next thing I know, there was law enforcement coming from everywhere, state, city, federal, everybody just started showing up surrounding. Then I found out that the gunman had gotten out of the wrecked vehicle, jumped the fence, and ran into the school. I also was talking to some of the people that he shot at after he got out of the car. People thought that he was in trouble, and so they jumped out to help him, and he came out of his vehicle and started shooting at them. After the law enforcement came in, they locked down the school really quickly, and they started evacuating children out through breaking windows and pulling children out through the windows and getting them to safety. It was amazing how fast law enforcement responded. They were here in practically no time. They locked down the school and started pulling the children out as quickly as they could. It was great to see them acting that fast.
That's an eyewitness to what went down in Uvalde, Texas. As predicted, we are seeing despicable politicians turning this into their own forum, their own soapbox. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, on Twitter moments ago, tweeted, 14 children and a teacher dead, another shooting. And the GOP won't do a damn thing about it. Who the hell are we if we cannot keep our kids safe? This is preventable. Our inaction is a choice. We need nationwide, comprehensive, common sense gun safety now, he writes. Of course, he never has a solution because there is no simple solution to something like this. But, you ban the guns, the criminals are still going to have guns. We have over 300 million guns in America. If you could blink your eyes and make every single one of them disappear, maybe you could start having a conversation like that. But short of that, you take guns away from law-abiding people, and then only criminals have guns. We've known that forever, and there is no strong refutation to that. It is truth. All right, but more than anything, just the fact that any side right now, that's Gavin Newsom's first reaction, what soulless people we have in politics. Anybody who's on Twitter, right now, so that they can try to score points. Children are dead. I'm going to see if I can score some points. You are a soulless human being. When that's your first reaction to something like this. Not surprising, as I said, but absolutely despicable. Okay, we'll take a quick time out, and we're monitoring if there are any additional press conferences or live statements. We'll carry that for you, and we will continue with our live breaking news coverage. 14 children, one teacher dead at a grade 2, 3, and 4 elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, 10 years after Sandy Hook. This is the deadliest elementary school shooting since Sandy Hook in 2012. Our live coverage will continue here on Cairo News Radio. Well, it is as predictable as the sun rising in the east. This horrible tragedy in Uvalde, Texas is being deeply politicized already. If you are just joining us, it is the second deadliest elementary school shooting since Sandy Hook in 2012. 14 children dead. 13 others have been hospitalized. One teacher is dead as well. The gunman, identified as 18-year-old Salvador Romas, who attends the high school in town there. And what we are starting to see and hear is just It's awful. Just absolutely awful. Chris Murphy is a senator, Democrat from Connecticut, and he was just on the floor of the Senate in D.C.
This isn't inevitable. These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day. Nowhere else do parents have to talk to their kids, as I have had to do, about why they got locked into a bathroom and told to be quiet for 5 minutes just in case a bad man entered that building. Nowhere else does that happen except here in the United States of America, and it is a choice. It is our choice to let it continue. What are we doing?
Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, I'll have a little bit more from him in just a moment as well. What I want to stress, because one of the things that I think is, you know, a despicable, always follow-up to these horrible stories, is children become terrified, which is what the senator was just trying to encourage, children being terrified. These stories are absolutely horrible, and they are absolutely tragic. But what I would like to remind, especially if there are any kids in the car, mom, dad just picked them up at school, the safest place statistically for kids to be is in school. Believe it or not, even after a horrible news afternoon like this, children statistically are more likely to die at home, to die on their way to or their way home from school. Now, I'm scaring you if you're in the car, your parents just picked you up. You're very safe, is what I'm trying to tell you. You're more likely to die on athletic field. You're more likely to die playing with your friends. It's true. Than you are to die in a school shooting. And what I do see in the politicians trying to politicize these school shootings, they want to terrify children. They want children to believe that they are going to be gunned down when they go to school. And it is still much, much more likely you'd be killed by a lightning strike than by a school shooting. And the fact that we have so many kids who are terrified of school, not because of the real risk of it, but because adults are using children's fear to try to push their adult cause in the gun control debate. And that is just flat wrong. It's unfair to do to kids. We got kids who think they're going to die because the seas are going to rise from global warming. We have kids who believe they're going to die when they're sent to school. We have a mental health crisis among kids. The Buffalo shooter, this 18-year-old this afternoon, no doubt both severely mentally ill. And feeding into the absolute sheer terror that children have when adults use them in pawns in the adult conversations, it's a despicable thing to do. Here's more from Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut.
Why are we here if not to try to make sure that fewer schools and fewer communities go through what Sandy Hook has gone through, what Uvalde is going through? Our heart is breaking for these families. Every ounce of love and thoughts and prayers we can send, we are sending. But I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely. I understand my Republican colleagues will not agree to everything that I may support, but there is a common denominator that we can find. There is a place where we can achieve agreement.
Okay, but here's what I want to say to the Democratic senator from Connecticut. Here in Washington State, we have some of the toughest gun laws in the nation. We have Democrats with control in Seattle, in King County, in the state legislature, in the governor's office. That has been true for most of our lives, with some exceptions in the state legislature when Republicans have had control. And you've passed a lot of gun control laws. What's happened? Well, we have murders using guns by criminals at a 25-year high. So this nonsense that one party, if one party had a solution, Chicago, Seattle, and King County wouldn't be in the situations that they are in with gun violence. Let me take you live. We're going to stay with our live coverage here. Allie Bradley, you may recall, she was at Fox 13 News and now just does an incredible job as a journalist, much of her work down on the U.S.-Mexico border, and she joins us live from Uvalde, Texas right now. Allie, I know how crazy this is, and I really thank you for your time this afternoon.
Sorry, Dory, we're just a couple seconds away. We're getting her on the phone right now.
Okay, all right. I'm going to keep it right here. I know we're supposed to go to break. We might run into CBS News, but I want to bring you this conversation from Texas with Allie Bradley, who we've been texting with her, and she's been on the scene there. Okay, ready to go? All right, let me welcome Allie Bradley to the conversation. Allie, I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, tell me any information that you have gathered that on the ground there that we may not know.
So I've actually got kind of the rundown, the timeline of how everything really transpired. So around 11:40 this morning is when they got the first call about the active shooter. Within moments, there were several agencies that were deployed to respond and were en route, and that included BORTAC and BORSTAR, and those are the basically the SWAT team and the recovery team here for Border Patrol. DPS, which is the Department of Public Safety, was also deployed, and so was their air team as well. Their SWAT team was also dispatched to arrive here on scene. Now, when they got here, they did put out the immediate call for more medics, and then shortly after that, when they were doing a perimeter of the building, they actually recovered multiple AR-style fully loaded magazines near the building. They also found fully loaded ammo, weaponry and ammo in his vehicle as well. So what happened was they actually shot and killed his grandmother down the street here in a small community in Uvalde. And I just talked to some eyewitnesses here who saw him just speed past in this area.
Do we still have Allie?
No, sorry, the line just dropped. She's gone.
Okay. Oh, doggone. That was great information. But she may have just said, we're going to try real quick to see if we can reconnect with Allie Bradley, who is in Uvalde, Texas right now. But there was some good information there. As I suspected, all these reports that Border Patrol, that he was involved in a shootout with Border Patrol, that very well could be because Border Patrol was just responding to help out neighboring law enforcement, that they were in close enough proximity to just help out, that this was not any sort of an immigration situation or alien situation, because this 18-year-old Salvador Romas was described as a resident there of Uvalde, Texas. There is one question that if we get Allie back on the line that I want to follow up on, and that's when she just said that they found fully loaded AR weaponry on the grounds, and I want to know if those had been stashed by the shooter ahead of time, if they had been dropped by the shooter in the course of all of this. And Andrew, give me one more idea. Do you think we're going to have any luck here?
We got our last chance here. Just a second.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, this is great, great information.
Yeah, we got her. One second.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So once again, we are reconnecting with Allie Bradley in Uvalde, Texas, who's given us some information that we've not heard anywhere else. All right, do we have Allie back on? Ah, gone?
Yeah, sorry, we had her there, but she dropped for some reason.
Okay, well, I imagine that things are chaos there. Okay, well, we'll continue to try to connect with her this afternoon. John Curley and Sherry Elliker's show are coming up next. This is KIRO-FM, Tacoma, Seattle. We're going to get you CBS News in less than a minute here. You want me to just take this right up to CBS News, Andrew? We're flying by the seat of our pants. What?
John do the rest?
Oh, I think we're gonna have it with John Curley, I think.
Okay, all right. We'll reconnect with Allie Bradley and John Curley and Sherry Elker. We'll talk with her. So you're going to get the most up-to-date information in just minutes here on Cairo News Radio. All right, as I said, KRO-FM, Tacoma, Seattle. This is CBS News at the top of the hour, and I'll see you tomorrow.